This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. This is the fifth night of protests in Denver over the death of George Floyd and against police brutality. Demonstrators gathered outside the Capitol tonight. Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin addressed the protesters before joining them arm in arm for the march. Protests continued for a third day in Colorado Springs. CPR's Dan Boyce was there.
Monday's protests were a bit quieter after a weekend of unrest. Still, a couple hundred people moved through downtown to chant and engage peacefully with police. 22-year-old African-American protester Larry Black says he's looking to work in law enforcement himself one day.
Change it from the inside is really, because I mean, the empire's already been built. Now we just got to change the staff members and get it to the right area.
More protests are planned for Tuesday. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Democratic State Senator Rhonda Fields asked her colleagues today for leadership, not thoughts and prayers.
The injustice continues. Time and time again. And I'm not seeing any change.
Fields says it's hard being black in America. It's mostly cloudy, 83 in Denver, partly cloudy, 71 for Vail, windy and 74 with light rain in Pueblo. This is CPR News.